Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara? Barbara, are you there? Okay, well, she is here, and our guest today is Rob Gutrow. Are you there, Rob?
I am here. Hello, Jonathan.
Okay. Now, I really wanted to have you on because of the fact that I thought it was kind of interesting when you think about it. Animals, I would think, did you deal with animals like who have passed on everything, and it seems to me that animals would have very different energy than people would, because animals, they don't sit around and worry about the things that people do. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, absolutely. They do not they do not sit around worrying about what people are going to do.
Like, good example of, yeah, I mean, they're not, there's no Democrat, there's no Republican. They don't sit around worrying about what clothes they're wearing. Usually it's their owner that dresses them up. I mean, you know.
That's right.
So is when there's an angel that's an animal, is, you said there's a different energy. What kind of energy is it that they give out?
Well, pets are really the embodiment of unconditional love, and they teach us that. That's what one of their main purposes is. By the way, for folks who don't know who I am, I'm a medium, a paranormal investigator, and an author of three books called Pets and the Afterlife 1, 2, and 3. And I use those books to teach people how to recognize signs from their pets in the afterlife.
Okay. Now, the last time that you were on, you told us that one of the signs was, like, say, was feathers. Is that true?
That is definitely one of the signs, yes.
Okay, there's feathers. There's also pennies. And you also said that these things tend to manifest themselves on birthdays and anniversaries. Is that accurate?
Yes. So birthdays, anniversaries, and holidays are the times when pets and people in spirit will come and visit us. Pets come on those days because when we are celebrating a birthday or a holiday, for instance, they sense that our energy level is elevated. And, you know, pets can sense your mood and your emotions and so forth. So that's why they come birthdays, anniversaries, and holidays.
Now, I have a question about something. This is something that is true that wasn't true last time you were here. My sister had a chihuahua, and, well, you know, chihuahuas, they live a long time. And they're living. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes.
Okay, are you there, Barbara? But anyway, she's here. But what I was going to say is that my sister had a chihuahua. And what happened was it lived to be like 20 years old. Are you able to hear me okay, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. And what happened was after the chihuahua lived to be about 20 years old, it passed away. But what's really weird is that my sister got a new chihuahua, and the chihuahua that she got, you know, the new one that she got to replace the old one, was born, I think it was a few weeks after the old one that died. Now, does that imply that there's some reincarnation going on there, or is it implied that, I mean, Is that possible?
Well, sure, anything's possible, but in my experience, what happens is our pets are always waiting for us on the other side. They do not reincarnate until we die, and then when we all come back together. What I find is that the pet in spirit comes and visits the new pet and teaches the new pet a couple of habits that they had when they were alive. So you may see the new pet doing something quirky or odd that the pet who passed has done. And that's what it's very important.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Now, Barbara, are you there? Can you hear us okay? We're seeing some interference from our end. Okay, let me try something here. Okay, I'm gonna try something. Now, would you be interested in maybe talking to one of the callers?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They probably want to know what I do a little bit more, but we can talk about that as we go on.
Sure. This first person is area code 775. Her name is 775. Are you there?
Hi, Jonathan. This is Wendy from California.
Hey, Wendy. This is Rob, and he's our guest today. He's an animal paranormal investigator. You alluded, Rob, that you did other things. Is there other things that you'd want to say, or sorry?
Well, I didn't quite understand your question. I don't have any pets, but I have a kindness towards animals.
Okay. And do you have a question, or are you just saying that you have a kindness toward animals?
Well, I believe that animals should be treated with kindness.
Absolutely. Every living thing should be treated with kindness. not only animals,
including
but
me. Yes.
Including
and
people.
What, can I ask you a question about my future?
See, I don't have the ability to foresee your future.
Okay.
Because that would be a let me explain here. That would be a psychic. So I'm a medium, and as a medium, I just talk to people and pets who passed away. But what you're looking for is a psychic. Psychics have the ability to tune into the past, the present, and the future. That's a different gift.
Which we have on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
All right. Well, being a medium, is your gift more for regarding animals, or do you also speak to the dead?
Well, everybody's dead. So, yes. You mean people? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I often speak to people. I become known as a pet medium because it's easier for me to communicate with pets than people. And
sure.
I prefer that because people are very, very complicated, as you know. So there's a lot of facets to humans and a lot of different emotions. And with pets, it's really more straightforward.
Yeah, I understand. I do understand.
Pretty cool.
And I know that some people love their pets like a family member. And so I'm very supportive of that. So it was an honor to speak with you. And what a wonderful guest you are on Jonathan and Barbara's show.
Well, thank you. I urge you to call in when he has a psychic on so that she can help
Friday.
You with your future. Yes, Friday, sorry. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
thank you so much. Nothing but blessings and love, and thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, you alluded to doing, what other things have you done besides animal mediumship? Have you done other things, or?
So I belong to a paranormal investigation team, and we do investigations to places, to personal residents that may have paranormal problems, like ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
So we investigate and we help clear that problem. The other thing I do in my spare time is I do animal rescue.
Okay, can you repeat that? I don't think the signal was really good.
Sure. I said the other thing that I do in my spare time is animal rescue. So that's really why I have an affinity communicating with them.
Oh, animal rescue. In other words, real live pet. Okay, I see what you're saying. That actually makes sense. I mean, if you're an animal lover, obviously I don't think that you would be a pet. You would take your time to be a pet medium or something if you weren't an animal lover, so to speak. Barbara, are you there? Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you.
Okay, so can you hear us okay, Barbara? Okay. Yeah, it looks like you're kind of fading in and out. Okay. All right. Which she's here. I mean, I guess she's called in. I know that she's coming in from a flight, so that's why. Now, let me ask you this. Do you feel anything, like, say, when you go to the zoo?
No, I don't read wild animals. and that's because I can only communicate with domesticated animals, because domesticated animals live around humans, and they know our language, our habits, our emotions, our actions, our lifestyle, and things around us. So it's easier for them to communicate. I could not communicate with a gorilla or a giraffe because they don't associate with people.
Well, I guess that makes sense. That makes sense. But you also have to realize that if an animal is in a zoo, they are associating with people because people are taking care of them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for example, does that make sense?
No. Well, actually, Jonathan, not really, because they're not around people 24/7. So, you know, there are caretakers that bring them food and so forth and administer medicine. But it's not like living in a house with a person. It's not you really don't. They really only know the person when the person comes into their cages and helps them, either feeds them or gives them medicine and so forth. It really has to be someone that interacts with people on a day-to-day basis all day long. Someone that sleeps in their house, someone that gets fed by people, someone that associates with people in a family. That's the difference between a domesticated and a wild animal.
I guess I understand. I mean, like, for many years ago, there was a chimpanzee called Coco who passed away. I'm not sure if you're familiar with who that is. And, and obviously the animal did have some relation to people, but you don't put, like, for example, like bears or something. You know, bears are cute, but when they're kids, but you wouldn't want a bear to hang around your house, because they get older, and when they get older, they can't really, I mean, it's you've got this big creature, you understand? So does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, any animal can be domesticated, you know, within limits. So you mentioned chimpanzees. Sure, people have chimpanzees as pets in their home, just like they have snakes and birds and so forth. It's any animal that lives with people on a day-to-day basis.
I understand. Yeah, it's hard. Do different animals have different energies? Like, for example, say birds than say dogs, or is it about the same?
So it's really about it's about the intelligence of the animal, and it's about the instinct of the animal. In my books, because I'm a scientist, I explain the different levels of learning that animals experience. There's instinctual learning. There is behavioral learning. There's routines. There's emotional learning. There's playing together. There's all kinds of things. So if you think about those kinds of things, dogs and cats will do that. Birds don't really demonstrate those things as obviously as dogs and cats. I mean, they do them. It's all about the intelligence of the animal in how the animal behaves with humans and how
right.
they can convey their messages. So,
well, there are some, there are also some, there are some differences between animals that are like, for example, parrots, dog, is generally 1 year for every 7 years. So a dog will live to be like, at the very most 20 years, you know, at the very, very most 20 years. But what happens is that a parrot can live to be 100. And I'm wondering if the age of the person, age of the animal has to do with the energy that the pet lives off. Because when you really think about it, if you live to be 100, you experienced a lot on Earth. More than Earth than say a 20-year-old animal. Does that make sense?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. We have another caller. Would you like to put another caller on? Or?
Sure.
Okay, good. All right, this is area code 347, and you're on the air 347.
Thank you for taking my call.
Ma'am, what's your name?
Kate.
Do you have a question for Mr. Gottro?
Yes. So I recently lost my dog, and I'm just wondering how things are on the other side, whether he has anything to say, because this really, it came out of nowhere, really.
Sure. Okay. First of all, Kate, I'm very sorry about the passing of your dog. secondly, I'm not sure what the beeping is.
that's okay. That's my phone. Barbara's messaging me. She's okay. She's just letting me know she's landing soon.
Okay. sorry about that, Kate. it's very traumatic when we lose our pets very suddenly. I lost my first dog to a car accident when he was 7 months old. He's the one that enabled me to communicate with pets. So it's something that we never forget. But time will ease the grief. So there are a number of things that I can recommend. Was your dog a senior?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the things that that brought me healing when some of my senior dogs had passed is that I took out pictures over the past 5 or 7 years, and I started looking at how they were aging. And that kind of gave me comfort that, you know, we took such good care of them that they were around a long time. So one thing that you need to know is that on the other side, we are all energy, and we are also greeted by our loved ones, humans or animals that have passed, and they help our dogs and cats and other pets cross over. So there is a lot of calmness on the other side and a lot of peace. So I can tell you that your dog is very much at peace, doesn't feel any pain. And our pets are always very thankful to us, too, when they get to the other side. They're very thankful for the love that they shared with us and the care that they were administered by their pet parent. So please take comfort in that. And some of the things that I have written in my Pets in the Afterlife book in order to overcome grief are things that I have done. Do you have one of his stuffed toys or her stuffed toys?
No.
You do not. Okay. One thing that may be therapeutic is to get a stuffed toy and just put it in the bed with you and just hold on to it. You know, I know that may sound ridiculous to some people, but when we're grieving, it really helps to hold something physically to alleviate the pain. Are there any other concerns that you may have, or does that make any sense to you?
No, not really. I just wanted to know if everything was okay.
Well, you know, it may not make sense to you to try and find comfort in different ways, but our pets on the other side want us to be at peace. They want us to understand that they appreciate the love that you gave them and that they will be there. They will actually make appearances. So you may dream of your dog. That's one way that your pets will communicate with you. You may see a quick shadow out of the corner of your eye. You may hear something, could hear a bark or nails on the floor. But the thing is, you have to be patient and you have to have an open mind, because our pets are trying very hard on the other side to let us know that they're okay. So as I said in the beginning, your dog is okay in spirit. Your dog is no longer in pain and no longer suffering. And all he feels is love for you. So
okay.
Please take that as a comfort.
Sure. Thank you.
Well, thank you, ma'am. You know, I was thinking, I mean, do you feel like our pets there's ever been a case of a, because I've heard of stories of, like, people spirits coming back and then saving the life of the person that's still alive. Has a pet ever done that, to your knowledge?
Sure. Pets influence us and protect us from the other side all the time. So, for instance, if you may be driving home and you may want to just suddenly turn to go down another street instead of going the usual way.
Right.
What that means is that a spirit is with you, and they influence you to do that. And actually, Jonathan, that very thing happened to me on Sunday. Or Saturday, rather. I was coming home from an event in Baltimore, and I decided to take a little extra time to get on the highway. Sure enough, if I had gone in the minute or two before, I would have been involved in a 3-car massive accident. But I felt that my dogs in spirit were guiding me to hesitate and not leave when I was going to leave. So that's exactly what I mean. Yes, they do protect us from the other side.
You know, because it's. I will tell you this story. I had a dog that ran away, Cocker Spaniel, and I'll never forget it. He ran away over Christmas, which really stank. And I always think about her. I mean, her name is Gretchen. And it just, you know, it really tore me up, you know. And because of that, I never went on a cruise ever after that, you know. And would you be able to pick up on anything from this, from Gretchen, or?
One thing I can tell you, one thing I can tell you that I already picked up from your dog, Gretchen, is that the guilt that you have been holding on to for so many years is not necessary, because it was not your fault. What happened was not your fault. when our time comes, it comes. And there's nothing we can do about it, no matter what we try to do. And pets have a sense that their time is coming to an end. So if you have a pet that's failing, pay close attention to it. If the pet is lethargic and starts isolating themselves away from you, they're giving you a sign that they're ready to go. But in terms of Gretchen, she says there's nothing to forgive.
Okay.
So it would be helpful if you just understand that she has had nothing but love for you, and there's no guilt necessary.
I understand. And Hazel was the one that we got after that. She passed away. And, I mean, I've often wondered if Hazel was the reincarnation of Gretchen. Because of the fact that, like, one of their birthdays were within a day apart. Like, one was born February, was born on Groundhog Day, and the other one was born on February the 2nd. And they were very similar dogs. I mean, very upset, very sad, you know. I mean, were they reincarnated from each other, or?
No, as I mentioned earlier to the other caller there, pets will not reincarnate usually in our lifetime. They'll wait for us. So if the other pet in spirit will influence them to have the same or similar behaviors that they did, so that you would know the other pet is still around.
That's interesting. Because Hazel and Gretchen had similar behaviors. You know, there were
sure,
and also, you know, like what you're saying, that what they'll do is they will go to the new pet, and then they'll say, okay, do this, just so that he remembers, you know, like
they'll actually show them what to do. The pet will show them what.
Well, like I've heard, like one thing that I've heard, I mean, like an example might be, what Hazel used to do is the door to our library didn't close all the way, you know. So it was frustrating for my father. Because what she would do is she would run up to the door, and when she realized she couldn't get the door open, she would back up, and then she would run, and then she would open the door, you know? And those were little things that I kind of remember about Hazel, was that Hazel used to do that. And it's just like it is actually amazing how smart the dog was, you know, to a certain degree. Like, I mean, it was another thing. This is one thing I've often wondered about. Okay, let's say that you have two pets, right? A dog and a cat. Okay. In life, dogs and cats generally have a reputation as not getting along all that well. I mean, you know, the dog will run, and then the cat will be chased. You know, the cat will run, and the dog will chase after the cat. You know, I mean, that's sort of the reputation. And what I'm wondering is that what happens if a dog and a cat die? I mean, if the dog and the cat die, are they different in the afterlife? I mean, and if so, I mean, do they figure out in the afterlife why the dog and the cat didn't get along? You there?
Yes, I am here. Well, once we're on the other side, there isn't any adversity, so everybody gets along in spirit. So whatever earthly behaviors were here, those are tamed on the other side. I mean, granted, people who are evil here, or are mean here, they can still be mean on the other side. It's just like going into a haunted place. If you go into a prison, for instance, there are a lot of maybe hardened criminals in a prison, and some of them died there, and they stayed there in the afterlife as ghosts. And just because they're dead, it doesn't mean that they're automatically wonderful people now. It just means that they are there as ghosts, and they still maintain some of their personalities. We maintain our personality on the other side.
Well, that leads into the next questions I wanted to ask. I mean, obviously, if an animal has a sense of humor, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen your animal that was passed on show its sense of humor from the other side?
Very often. Yes, I have. Yeah.
Give me an example.
Some of the comments that pets will make, or some of the inferences, would be said in kind of a joking manner. I can't think of a specific example at the moment, but everybody's personality comes through. So they maintain their personalities. I've communicated with pets who were shy. So some other pets said that they do not want their pet parent to adopt another pet after they pass. They wanted to be the only pet in the house. other pets have said that if a male dog, for instance, has told me on occasion they only want their parents to adopt a female dog or a female cat because they want to be the only boy in the house. So that's kind of a quirky, funny sense of humor.
What does Sophia think of Isabel? That's my sister's new dog, and Sophia's the one that passed away.
Well, I'm sure she's assisting the new dog in spirit, because one of the main purposes, what happens is after a pet transitions is they continue to carry the love for the pet parent, and they try to make the pet parent's life easier, and they do that by training the new cat or dog or whatever pet you have. So
I know.
It's all about love. Love is the most important thing on the other side.
Because, you know, it's funny. There was my sister, Kasha, had a pet. Her name was Abby. Abby was this big dog, about, you know, regular dog, but well-behaved, and black dog. And what was interesting was I always tried to see if I could get – well, I tried one time to see if I could get Abby and Sophia – they weren't growing up in the same family – to be in a picture together. And I couldn't do it, but it was sort of like – I mean, I tried. And, I mean, like, what are they doing – on the other side, now that they're, like, together? I mean, obviously, it was just sort of like it was weird. You know, you couldn't get them to interact with each other. I honestly interpreted it to be that when they were alive, they were kind of afraid of each other. Like, Abby was a lot bigger than Sophia was. And, you know, and Sophia, you know, it sort of was threatened by Abby, you know, just sort of, I think maybe when Abby saw Sophia, they thought, oh my God, they're going to get rid of me or something. You don't understand what I'm saying? Is that possible?
sure, they could be a little paranoid. You know, it's just like people. It, you know, when parents have one child and the child's like 4 or 5 years old, and sometimes they give birth to another child. Sometimes that child is paranoid that they're not going to be loved as much.
Now, Barbara seems to be able to talk now. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, you guys.
Hey, Barbara.
Sorry about all the interruptions.
That's okay.
I was just coming in from a flight, but I was able to actually listen to some of the show. So, hi, our guest.
Hello.
Introduce him to me, Johnny.
This is Rob Gutrow. He is a pet medium. He has written very serious books.
Me all of that. Johnny,
okay.
Stop. You already told the audience that. I just wanted to know his name. So, hi,
all
Rob.
Right.
And I know exactly what you do since I've been listening to the show, remember?
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, so, yes, and I really love this subject, and I'm glad you're here. And I did not want to come in and interrupt. I wanted to actually listen to what you were saying because I find it very interesting that really animals have very similar personalities and thoughts that human beings have, like jealousy and you want to be the only one in the family, like that. That is, but how do you know this? Is it something you just feel?
So when I communicate with pets, they communicate this telepathically. They'll tell me this because pets have emotions. They have the same exact emotions that humans have, and they convey that just like humans do.
Oh, I love that. Okay, well, when you guys are ready, I have an animal that I would like to have you read. It's not my own pet, but I just came from visiting these people, and it's the sweetest dog I've ever even known. Kind of a big dog, and something's wrong with it as of today. So I want to see what happened, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because that's part of the fun. Just see what you can get. So what do you need? Info you need to read this dog.
So,
or are you not ready to do it yet?
No. Are you referring to a living animal?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so I do not communicate with living animals. I only communicate with pets that pass. So I'm glad you brought that up because that's a very important distinction for the listeners. So animal communicators are the people that have the gift to communicate with living animals. They figure out behavior problems and ailments and so forth. So animal communicators are for living pets and mediums are for the pets that passed. That's a great question.
So you're a pet medium.
That's correct.
Pet
so
medium.
I only communicate with pets that passed. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that is so awesome because that really helps people with their pain from losing their beloved pet. And it also helps, you know, with closure and just to get a nice message from your pet that you love so much. All right, well, you can go on, and I'm really just enjoying the subject. I'm glad I was able to make it eventually.
I mean, maybe something I might be able to bring up that's relevant to you, Barbara. Do you remember the coyote?
Yes, I do. Well, of course.
Okay. Why don't you tell them about that incident? See if we can come up with something from that.
Well, and you know what? It was actually, now that you brought that up, it was exactly a year ago, this month, October, when my cat, she was 6 years old. We loved her. She was killed by a coyote. I guess she jumped over the balcony and it got her. It was really sad. We loved her, but it happened. So, I mean, that's it. That's what happened. I told him, Johnny.
Okay.
I have no questions about it. In fact, you guys, I actually am glad that the cat is not in our life anymore. Of course, it's sad I didn't want to see her go out that way, especially. But this cat would pee on everything. Every time I was to leave for even 5-10 minutes, it was just getting so bad, and she was not ill physically at all. So it was obviously emotional. And we did adopt her, so she probably, I guess that's a good question. Did my cat, Petal Rose, have emotional problems in the head? Johnny, can you still hear me?
I can hear you. Are you there, Rob?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear the. I couldn't hear what was said. It was fading in and out.
Okay. There's something about. Yeah, go on.
No, I will. I will repeat my own question. Okay. All right. My cat that was killed. Did she have emotional problems? You know, with her mind, because she would pee on everything. She would just pee on everything every time I would leave. I'd come back. I mean, I had to put tarps over the bed at times.
Well, from the animal rescue perspective, usually when an animal urinates in the house, they have anxiety. So I would say yes, she very likely had an anxiety disorder. Now you can get medications, I understand, from veterinarians to help with the anxiety, and it makes a big difference.
Okay, because we were at that step, because they just had done the tests of her physical problems. She didn't have any. Then I think that was going to be the next step, you know, to see, okay, how can we fix her mind? Because we adopted her from a hoarder house, cat hoarder. So that makes a lot of sense that she had issues with being left, you know. So you got to be careful when you adopt. You don't know what kind of issues you're adopting.
Right. So I agree. I've worked in rescue for 12 years, and I've seen a lot of dogs that have never seen grass. They were puppy mill dogs. Didn't know how to behave, and they didn't know what grass was. Dogs that never saw a toy. Dogs that were malformed because they were born in puppy mills. Dogs with behavior issues. They don't know how to socialize because they've never been exposed to another dog. They've never been separated from a cage. So, and that causes a lot of anxiety. This is an important point too for the listeners that do have pets right now, because in this COVID environment, we've been staying home for the most part since the pandemic began. And when you go back to work, you're going to notice that your dog or cat will have separation anxiety. So please be aware of that and be patient with your dog or cat, because they may in fact urinate in the house when you go back to work finally. It's not that they're sick. It's just that they're having anxiety because you have changed your lifestyle after the pandemic.
Okay,
so
thanks for bringing that up. Be careful of that. Be mindful of that if you're pregnant. Have some patience. This is going to take a lot when they pee on stuff, especially your furniture, your pillow.
Now, my thing is, I mean, do animals, I asked earlier about the saving of the life. Like, I mean, what are some of the other stories that you've heard about animals saving lives?
Well, in my Pets in the Afterlife, one book, a friend of mine shared a story that when she was a little girl, she was being chased by some dogs through the woods, and a German Shepherd appeared out of nowhere and scared the dogs off. And when she watched the German Shepherd, it disappeared. So it was not a living dog.
Wow.
It's pretty fascinating.
That is.
That's me.
And I do believe in all of this. I believe it. Anything is possible in the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
I know of a dog that I would like to know what it is thinking, and it is definitely passed away. Would you like another reading, or is it too soon?
I imagine it's probably not too soon, but let's ask him.
Well,
is there Rob?
Where's Rob? I am asking, but I don't think you can hear.
I'm still here. I'm having trouble listening. There seems to be some interference. We are having storms here in the area where I am, but there's some air. So I apologize. I can't necessarily hear everything.
That's okay. I just thought maybe you needed to, take some time with it and think about it, but how could you just know what I'm thinking? Like, maybe you can, but you might need a name of the animal, right? You might need the name of that little animal.
So I didn't, did you have a question? Because I didn't hear it.
Oops. Okay, I was wondering if you were ready to do another reading. Johnny, can you talk for me?
She has a dog that she knows about that is passed away that she would like your opinion on.
Okay.
Okay, right. But if you cannot hear me, that's not working very well.
Yeah.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I went to a different area. I have this dog that I would always hear a story, and my mom would tell me about her dog that her mother, my mom went out of town as a little girl, and when she got back, her mom had given her dog away, and she loved this little dog, Gigi, so much. For one thing, that was an odd thing to do, but another thing is, I want to know, how did that dog feel? I know my mom was devastated as a little girl. Can you pick up on Gigi? I guess it was just a little lap dog of some sort. Chihuahua, I think it was. It was a little Chihuahua.
I actually can't pick up on her right now, but I will tell you that a lot of dogs that I've spoken with in the past that have been abandoned out of a home suffer some trauma because they were counting on those humans to take care of them. And they don't understand. It's not like a person where you can speak to a person and the person will understand that they're being getting well. So the dog has to figure it out. But eventually what happens is the dog adjusts to the new environment and the new family so that they settle in and they calm down and they just enjoy the life that they have. So there's no need to worry about Gigi.
Okay, well, I guess the dog was okay, but the human wasn't in this case.
Okay, well, maybe you can email me offline and with a picture of her, and I'll communicate. So let me just explain something to you and the audience how this works for me, because it works. Mediumship is not just a pick up the phone and call somebody kind of thing. It's different for everybody. So there are some mediums that are so learned that they can just pick up a phone and connect to anybody. With me, I do it differently. I like to have a photograph of the pet. I like to have the pet's name, and that way I can connect. It's important to me because there are billions with a B, of pets on the other side. I also like to be in a kind of a quiet area so that I can focus and concentrate and meditate. Some mediums who've been doing this a lot longer than I have can just jump right in. But I like to be very careful and try and get accurate readings. I don't just want to tell you something that's not true just to make you feel good. So that's the difference between me and somebody who would just jump in on the phone and, you know, tell you what you want to hear.
So,
okay, I understand completely, but it's amazing what you do, and I'm wondering how often do you do it, and then where can our listeners find you to have you do their readings?
Well, thank you for asking, Barbara. I appreciate that. I do readings by email, and I do them on the weekends, only on the weekends because I'm a scientist during the week. And they can go to petspirits.com, and there's a way, there's an explanation about how I do readings. And I do, I do them by email. I don't call anybody on the phone. I don't do video chats with people. It's just by email. And right now I am backed up. I am booked all the way to the end of February. So.
Oh, great.
People need to be patient with me. Because like I said, I don't do it full time.
Well, I think they can be patient because they've probably been patient for quite a while already, and they know where to go. Yes. What a release for so many people, because to a lot of people, a dog or a cat or any kind of pet means more to them than a person.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've read a lot of scientific studies where we grieve more deeply for our pets than we do for our people. True.
What
is interesting.
Yeah. What I was actually saying earlier, before the show, Barbara, you were around, is that the pet life is really not complicated. I mean, when you really think about it, I mean, we don't, the pets doesn't sit around and think Democrat, Republican, what clothes do I buy? They don't think about money. They just really think about us. You understand what I'm saying, Barbara? I mean,
it's a powerful feeling because they don't have all of that static and those distractions of those other little problems that we have, like the pain of the bills. I never even thought of that. So their love is just strong because that's pretty much what they're thinking of, how much they love us, love their bed, love their dinner time, things like that. Is that correct? Is that safe to say, Rob?
Sure. Yeah, they share things with about things they loved in this life, whether it's the ability to stick their head out the window as they're driving or if a pet parent would treat them to ice cream every now and then, any kind of new walk. Some pets like to be dressed up. Others don't.
I know.
With chihuahuas. So, you know, just go on.
Yeah, I think it is. I think chihuahuas like to be dressed up.
they
convey things that they like and that they don't like. So.
Well, it's interesting that they actually talk to you with words. What if they speak a different language? Or is this one universal language when it comes to mediumship with the pets?
Yeah, that's a great question, Barbara. So when it comes to pets, I have communicated with pets from many different countries around the world. And what they do is they communicate with pictures and emotions. And they can with the pictures and the emotions, that can translate to me to words. With people, it is different because people speak different spoken languages. And sometimes I have heard Spanish and Greek and French, and I didn't understand what they were saying, but I understood the emotion.
That is totally cool, isn't it, Johnny?
Yes, it is.
Worldwide pet medium. And could you repeat where to find you again, your website, because it cut out when you were saying that earlier.
Petspirits.com is a shortcut to it.
Oh, I like that. That's a great title for this.
Thank you.
Great title. So everybody, get in line right now because Rob, he's booked up. People out there are smart taking advantage of this. It means a lot. And I like what you do. And get a hold of Rob.
You.
And get on the list because, you know, time does fly. And before you know it, it'll be your turn to get your reading? And how long is the reading? How long do you give a person?
So, yeah, that's a great question. So what happens is I ask people to send me a couple of questions that they may have from their pet. Like, how are they making themselves known to me? Is there anything they want me to know? Et cetera, et cetera. So what happens is once I tune into a pet, I start typing from what I hear. And usually it's not just a sentence. It's usually about a page long of all the things that pets want to convey to their parents because they're very excited that they're able to finally talk to their parents again, if you will. It's pretty neat. I have learned about what people look like on the other side. They've given me names of people, grandparents, or as a matter of fact, I did a reading the other day for a dog who described a grandmother and the grandmother's boy child that died at birth. That kind of freaked me out.
Oh, wow.
The gentleman wrote back and he said, yes, my grandmother had a son that died as a baby. So you never know what you're going to get.
So have you had a lot of those things happen where it's really specific and you're able to give that to the pet owner? And if so, how does the pet owner react?
I actually have 3 books full of my readings that were confirmed thanks to the people who are gracious enough to let me use the stories of all kinds of crazy things that pets have told me, and they have confirmed. And the owner usually is pretty shocked. So, as am I. It's very, very surprising to me as well.
Well,
looks like we're out of time already.
Yes, I think we are. Did you want to do the shout-out, Barbara?
Sure. I wanted to say wow at the end of what you just said, but I had to turn it on mute because I am in the airport and I didn't want to disturb with the announcement. This has been a great show, and I know I'm going to go back and listen to it again because I missed several parts of it, and where I will go and listen to this show, that wasn't me, is Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube, our YouTube channel, and you will be able to hear this show over again. So I don't know if you guys had any callers call in, did you?
We did.
You did?
Yes, we
okay,
did.
Okay, well, they can log on to our YouTube channel and listen to themselves. Listen, and they're lucky because they have their reading there forever. And then you can listen to all of our other shows. And weren't you on our show before, Rob? You seem so familiar.
Yes, he was.
How
He's
did
been
you
on
like
before.
It before? There's some kind of, there's a story to that, and I'll hear about it later. But we're glad to have you back and give you a full hour. And thank you very much. So everybody, go to petspirits.com for Rob Guttrow and get in line and book your.
Okay. Well,
appointment.
Good night, everyone.
I'm in here, but it's not me. I swear.
It's okay. Are you there, Rob? Everybody?
I am.
Good night, Rob.
Yeah. All right. Good night. Well, thank you very much, both of you, and be safe traveling, Barbara. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Okay, I have one last thing to ask because I really love what you do, and you're my favorite pet medium. Like, I know very many. But could you come back, and we won't have interruptions, and we will have sent you beforehand some pictures on a few animals. So then you will be able to read them for us. How's that sound?
So you want me to read these animals live? Is that what you're asking?
No, I was saying doing it your way is you need a photograph, right?
Right.
Okay, so next time we have you back, beforehand, we will send you a couple photos of animals that we want to have you read. Does that sound good? So that's
okay.
Fun.
Yeah, that's doable, sure. Yeah.
Well, I mean, or one. Because I forgot, I mean, I'm not asking for a freebie, but maybe just a few minutes on, like, maybe one animal.
Okay.
All
yeah,
right.
Sure,
sounds good.
Absolutely, we can talk about it.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you. And we will connect on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you are, Rob. We're going to be connected and support you however you need. We appreciate your time and coming on the show. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful evening. And thank you, listeners, and thank you, Johnny.
Good night, everyone.
Bye for now.